Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Tesvav, Gittin 15a, pagination is 29. We start from a piece towards the bottom of the page, six lines up, at the two dots towards the beginning of the line, Bifanai. The cases that we're dealing with are the responsibility of the messenger of a get to report, to declare, befanai nechtav uvefanai nechtam, that the get was written and signed in front of him, and then to be able to give that get to the woman. The Mishnah explores variations on this case. For example, Befanai nechtav kulo, uvefanai nechtam chetzio. He says that the get was written in front of him, but as far as the signatures go, only one of the two signatures was done in front of him. Puzzle, that is not considered an acceptable validation of the get, and you would need to validate the get by doing kiyum shtaros, by establishing through witnesses that the signatures are valid. Again, because he can't affirm the signatures, both of them, he's only validating one of them, it's possible. Amar Rav Chista said, Afilu shnayim me'idim achasimas yad sheni, possible. What would happen if, in addition to his validating the writing of the document and the one signature that he's able to validate, you would get two witnesses to validate the other signature? Rav Chista holds that that would be possible. Now, we'll see it in a few moments. We don't paskin like this. We would accept this case, but let's understand what Rav Chista is objecting to. Says the Gemara, my taima, what's the problem? O kulo b'kiyum aget, o kulo b'takonas chachamim. Either you have to follow kiyum shtaros, which is two witnesses on each of the signatures, or you have to have somebody who says b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam without qualification. The entire get was written and signed in front of me, meaning both witnesses. And if you're not getting somebody to do that affirmation, which was the special loophole that Chazal established for Gittin, then he can't affirm one signature simply by saying it was done in front of me, if he's not going to affirm both signatures and say they were both done in front of me. If he walked out and he can't validate both, then all we can do is do regular kiyum shtaros, which is two people who recognize the signatures say testimony that it's indeed the signatures of those people. Again, according to Rav Chista, there's no mix and match. Maskif la Rava, Rava objected. Mi'ika midi, can it be something di'ilu amar chad kasher had the shaliach messenger affirmed it on his own? It would have been acceptable even though he's only one person. Hashta di'ika trei, now that you're trying to fill in the missing information with two valid witnesses, posel is going to be posel. Doesn't make sense. He will validate with b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam what he can. And whatever's missing, we'll do with two witnesses, and Rava says that's acceptable. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, if you're looking for a case that you can't mix and match, I'll give you an example. Afilu hu ve'ech va'acher mi'idim achasimes yad sheni pasul. The case would be that he affirms half of the signatures, meaning one signature, and on the second signature, he would like to join with another person and affirm that second signature, which he didn't witness the signing, but he recognizes the signature, and he wants to serve as one of the witnesses for Kiyum Shtaros. Let's do the contrast. Rav Chista was saying two witnesses were coming on the second signature that needs to still be affirmed, and Rava says, that case for sure would work. Rava says the case that would not work is if the same messenger who's affirming the first signature now wants to function as a witness on the second signature, recognizing that it's a good signature, even though he didn't witness it when it was written. And that, Rava says, would not work. And again, here, we're not going to paskin like this, but let's listen to Rava's reasoning. My timer, what's the problem? We're worried that you're going to confuse it with regular kiyum shtaros, regular affirmation of documents. And you're going to be taking out 3/4 of the verification, 3/4 of the money, so to speak, is being extracted based on one witness, and that's not good. You have to have al pishnayim edim yakum davar, based on the testimony of 2 witnesses, equal witnesses, is how you extract money. And this person, as a shliach, is affirming half the testimony by saying, I witnessed the first signature. And then he's coming back as a witness, together with somebody else, to recognize the second signature. That means 50% from the first signature and 25% of the second signature is all hinging on this one person. Rava says, while it might work logically, because he's the messenger and we trust him, and that's how he's accomplishing this, but it's not going to bode well for our understanding and our confusion by regular kiyum shtaros when you're not allowed to do such things. You can't affirm one signature based on a person and then take half of the second signature also. The case that would be described would be the case where the person is the witness and he's affirming his own signature, in which case he's allowed to do it single-handedly, and then he goes on and tries to affirm the second signature also by way of recognizing it, and that would be this 75%, this 3/4 that's being described. It doesn't work by kiyum shtaros, doesn't work in this case of get, where he's employing b'fanai nechtav u'v'fanai nechtam. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, I have the similar kasha on your proposal that it should be possible. Mi'ika midi, is there a case? Ilumasik le'iyu l'kulei dibura kasher. Had he affirmed the entire thing on his own single-handedly, it would be kasher. He could just say b'fanai nechtav u'v'fanai nechtam, and we would trust him on the entire get, on his own say-so, 100% of its verification. Hashta di'ikachad bahadei. And now, when his affirmation is weak on the second signature, and we bring another person to help him out, puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. He's good testimony. And there's no reason to say that that case doesn't work. Indeed, this is how it's recorded in Evan or Ezer Kuf Mem Beis Seif Tes Zayin. Im ha'ayid hu va'acher imo al chasimas ho'ayid ha'sheni shalochasam v'fanav. If he and another person join together to recognize the signature of that second witness, that he didn't witness the person actually signing, he's just recognizing the signature from other documents, Shapir Dami, that would indeed work. And that's the statement of Rav Ashi objecting to Rava's ruling that it wouldn't work. He says it does. Ve'ein tzarech lomar, and you don't even need to say that the earlier case that we encountered, im he'idu shenayim acherim al chasimas oso ho'ed, that if you really have 2 independent witnesses saying testimony on the second signature, shalochasam v'fanav, which wasn't signed in front of the messenger, that certainly would work. And there definitely are cases that you could do a mix and match of some sort, where the first signature is being affirmed based on b'fanai nechtav u'v'fanai nechtam, it was done in front of the messenger, and the second signature is being affirmed either by the messenger recognizing it together with another witness, or by two independent witnesses coming and verifying the signature by recognition of it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.